Hi, I'm fans of Chris McPherson. Welcome to our Cover 2 segment, and we have two of the best in the business this week. Ruben Frank from Comcast Sportsnet here in Philadelphia, and Paul Domowicz from the Philadelphia Daily News. And guys, let's look at the offense first. Going back to Sunday's performance against the Broncos, Michael Vick. Rube, what did you think of his performance and how he's performed this season overall?
You know, Chris, I think considering that he's four games into a completely new scheme with new coaches and he hasn't gotten the protection that I anticipated he would get from this offensive line being healthy, I think he's played pretty well. I think he's cut down the turnovers. He had a couple against the Chiefs. But I think for the most part, considering this is all new to him, you have a guy who's 33 and he's starting over basically with a whole new scheme. I think he's been pretty good. You know, he's just got to I think he does tend to tuck it down and run it a little too much, and that scares you. But he's thrown the ball fairly well. He's been accurate. The red zone's the one thing that, you know, he's just got to be more efficient down inside the 20.
Domo, is he holding on to the ball too long in your estimation? What do you think he's doing in terms of getting rid of the ball and distributing it to his receivers?
Yeah, I mean, he is who he is, and you kind of have to deal with a lot of his shortcomings. And the two problems with him is he holds on to the ball too much when he isn't pressured. And you saw his trust in the protection isn't great right now. Part of it certainly warranted. You saw some situations on Sunday where he bolted when he didn't have to. Third play of the game, he got outside pressure. All he had to do was step up. The inside pocket was secure, and he could have kept looking for receivers, but he bolted, got a 4-yard gain out of it. But you know, that's going to be him.
Domo, looking at the defense, does Bill Davis need to change his philosophy of allowing the underneath stuff and maybe take some more risk? And in that, you might get burned by some big plays, but at the very least, you might be more aggressive for some of the stuff underneath.
Yeah, you know what? My personal opinion is no. I mean, I agree with his philosophy of not giving up the deep ball. I mean, what's happening is when you do that, you've got to tackle well, you've got to limit the yards after the catch, and they're not doing that. I mean, they're among the league leaders in the league in missed tackles, so they need to get better at that. I think what you're seeing a lot of is you've got so many young players and guys that are new to this entire system. They're playing tentatively. They're getting to the ball carrier, to the receivers, slower than they should be because they're still thinking too much. At some point, you would hope it would become instinctive.
Rube, is there anything that Bill can do to improve the pass rush? Maybe abandon the two-gap principles and do more one-gap. Is there anything that you think he could do to maybe help Trent Cole, help the defensive linemen out a little more?
Schematically, I don't think so. I think what teams are doing is, like Domo alluded to, people know that you can complete low-risk, short passes against this defense right now and get yards after the catch because they're not tackling well. And when a quarterback's getting rid of the ball as fast as Alex Smith did, as fast as Peyton did, not RG3 as much, but when they're getting rid of the ball that quick and doing all this underneath stuff and going for the yards after the catch, it's really tough to get pressure. It's tough to get a guy there because they're getting rid of the ball so fast. So until they start making tackles at the point of attack, when they're, you know, when they have the chance and keeping those short passes from becoming long gains, listen, quarterbacks are completing 70% of their passes again because it's all underneath stuff and short, quick stuff. When teams are doing that, you're not going to get pressure.
Let's look ahead to Sunday, Eli Manning and Giants. 0-4, this defense looking to bounce back. Rube, how do you think this matchup works, whether it's in the Eagles' favor or the Giants' favor?
Well, it's a game the Eagles have to win. You know, you look at their next eight opponents, none of them have a winning record right now. They don't play a team with a winning record until Detroit, a team that currently has, that's December 8th. So I think this is the beginning of a stretch where the Eagles have a chance to get back. If Denver beats Dallas and the Eagles win, they're in first place in the division. So they have a chance to get back in this thing. But, you know, the thing you worry about is their pass pressure and Eli to Victor Cruz deep. So Eagles have not given up the deep ball, but I think Eli and Victor do it better than anybody, maybe as well as Michael and Deshaun. To me, those are the two things. They've got to protect Michael better, and they've got to watch out for that deep ball.
Domo, the Giants last in the league in sacks. Do you think the Eagles can get back on track offensively and maybe be more productive in the red zone?
They need to be. You know, I mean, the Giants have lived off their pass rush. I mean, it's why they have, you know, it was a key in both of their Super Bowl victories. And it's just not the same. I mean, Justin Tuck isn't the same player he was 3 years ago. You know, Jason Pierre-Paul is coming off that back surgery and is not right yet. So, and I don't think there's anything that's going to change there real quick with their pass rush. So, I mean, they have a chance this week. I mean, Vic should get good protection. They should be able to run the ball. You know, the key is going to be finishing. They've got to do it, get it done in the red zone.
Paul Domlich, Ruben Frank, phenomenal insight from both of you guys. Thank you very much for joining us here on this Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.